You will never get motivated until you face this fact. You aren't being intentional with the time, energy, and other resources that you spend each day. And here's what you need to do to fix this in 3 steps. Step 1, recognition. This is a focused effort to recognize all of the different ways that you are spending your time that might not be as intentional as you want it to be. Now, it's okay here to start with just the areas that affect the specific goals and outcomes that you want to create and see where you're doing things that maybe aren't really the choice you want to make. Keep track of these things as they come up, and then at some point, sit down and analyze it. You're going to learn an enormous amount about how much you are actually making a conscious choice on a day-to-day basis, and that's going to help an enormous amount with step 2, strategic reconciliation. Take the large list that you've been working on and identify the few things that can have the biggest effect on your ability to move towards your goals. Once you've identified them, you've got to create a strategy for how you're going to be intentional about those items. And before we jump into step 3, let's talk about what intentional actually means in this context. When you're intentional, you are choosing something, whether good or bad, and I actually don't even like using the terms good or bad in relationship to this. You're making a choice. That choice can sometimes move you towards your goal, and other times it can move you away. But being intentional isn't necessarily about making the right choice. It's about making a conscious choice, regardless of what that choice is, and then being okay with it and confident in that choice. For example, one of my big goals right now is to lose about 10 pounds. Now, I know exactly what I need to do in order to accomplish that, and I'm doing those things on a day-to-day basis. However, the other day, I really wanted a donut, and so I made the conscious choice to have that donut. That specific action moves me away from the stated goal, but because I'm intentional about it, because I've made the conscious choice, it's okay. It's something I'm choosing to do, understanding the quote-unquote consequences that come from it, and making the choice anyway. And you're going to want to use that for step 3, intentional improvement. This is where you are following the strategy you outlined in step 2 for reconciling those specific areas where you should be making conscious, intentional choices, but you aren't. You're going to choose those areas and start to make intentional choices each day. Those choices don't always need to be the ones that move you towards your goal, but they do need to be choices that you are making. Choosing to do something that moves you away from your goal is just as valuable if it's a choice. And this is going to help you get more motivated in the long term, because when you add intention to the things you do on a day-to-day basis, you're going to trust yourself more, and you're going to give yourself more leeway because you are choosing the things that you do, which means you can also choose the things that you want to do. That level of confidence will give you the motivation you need when you need it. But this is easier said than done. In a moment, I'm going to share 5 things you need to do in order to become more intentional in your day-to-day life. But we need to take a step back first and look at how motivation actually works, because I think we have the wrong idea. Usain Bolt's job is to run as fast as he can towards the finish line. Well, he's retired now, but it used to be his job. When we're at home watching him on TV, we see an abundance of energy and motivation towards one single goal, and he's going all for it. And unfortunately, we tend to get this idea that that's how motivation works. It's the sprint, it's the hard work towards a single goal that never ends. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Holding on to that belief could be dangerous for your motivation in the long term and your ability to take consistent action, because we're missing part of the story. Before race day, Usain Bolt had an enormous amount of preparation that needed to be done. He had periods of rest, periods of injury, periods of planning, periods of learning, and periods of just doing nothing at all. And each of these things were requirements to be able to perform as well as he does on race day. Each day when he woke up, him and his trainer or his team of trainers would sit down and choose, actively make a choice about what it is he's going to work on that day. Sometimes that meant hitting the track and working through the sport itself. Other times it meant doing nothing and just taking a day off. But both of those were conscious choices that they made. And those conscious choices, whether they actively moved him towards the goal or not, were all requirements in order to perform as well as he did on race day. Our motivation works the exact same way. Our lives require more than just constant motivation in the sprints that we are working in. Of course, we're going to have periods where we need to perform and focus and keep moving forward, but we're also going to have periods where we need to rest and relax and take time for ourselves. If you feel tired, make the intentional choice to rest. If you feel hungry, make the intentional choice to eat. If you feel like you are craving something that doesn't quite fit into your diet, like a jelly donut, make the intentional choice to have it. By doing so, you give yourself more freedom to be able to make intentional choices. And ultimately, you redefine what success is. It's no longer just about did you or did you not do the thing that moves you towards your goal. It becomes about did you or did you not make an intentional choice. And that's significantly easier to stick with over the long term. So here's how you can become more intentional. First, you need to get clearer on what it is that you want. I know that sounds obvious, but most people don't actually have a clear vision for what it is they're working toward. Do that for yourself, and it becomes significantly easier to identify what choices you should be making in order to move towards that goal. Step two is to practice self-reflection. This could be through journaling, or it could just be through taking the time to think about it, but we need to understand how we make choices. Step three is to take ownership of the choices that we make, both good and bad. The choices that move us towards our goals and the choices that move us away from them are both fine as long as we made the choice intentionally. Own it, be happy with it, be confident in that choice. Step four is to choose how you spend your time, energy, and resources. Now we need to actually practice that. Let's start making choices on a day-to-day basis. And we can start small here. Make a conscious choice around one thing that we typically do unconsciously, like driving a different route to work or packing a different lunch or whatever it might be. Make that one conscious choice and we'll start to build the muscle of consciously, intentionally choosing what we want to do. And then lastly, we need to learn to say no to things that we don't want to do. It's about making choices that we want. Saying no to the things we don't want could sometimes mean saying no to things that would move us towards our goal. That's okay in the short term. We need to be allowed to make intentional choices. That's ultimately what's going to give us the motivation we need to consistently make the choices that move us towards our goal. If you're new here on this podcast, I share advice to help you live a more intentional life. So if that sounds like your jam, be sure to hit subscribe or follow wherever you're consuming this. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube. I'd love to connect with you. Let me know what you thought about the episode. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.